In a world that is becoming more digitally connected by the day, being connected to the truth of God's Word has never been more important. This is why my church exists, to meet people right where they are with the power and freedom that only comes through the Word of God. We are a fully virtual church with multiple ministries designed to make the truth of the Bible accessible to anyone. Whether it's through our website, YouTube channel, or the My Church channel, our faith-based streaming network available on Roku, Fire Stick, Apple TV, Google TV, and LG TV. Our hope is to connect and grow with you. Check us out and come be a part of the My Church family today.
Good evening. I'm Pastor Steph, and welcome to Women of Worth. Now, if this is the first time you're joining us, you're in the right place, because as Women of Worth, our mission is to teach, encourage, and empower one another to be the virtuous women that God has called us to be by providing a genuine environment of transparency and support where you can learn and grow. And we hope that your life will be enriched by this program, because our goal at My Church Virtual Ministries is to offer an array of faith-based programming that ministers to the entire body of Christ, such as the Leadership Academy, the Man Cave, Women of Worth, Marriage Seer Training, Medicine for the Mind, The Heart of the Pastor, Reveal TV with Pastors Kendall and Kiara McDowell, Victory Today with Apostles Tony and Cynthia Brazelton, and The Enjoyable Life with Pastors Russell and Vita Cash. Now, you can find the My Church channel on Roku, Fire TV, Apple TV, Google TV, and LG TV. Or simply download the My Church on the Go app on your favorite mobile device from the Apple or Google Play App Store. So I encourage you to share this broadcast, now this broadcast right now, with everyone you know. Now, with all that being said, let us bow our heads in prayer. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for who you are. We thank you, Lord God, for this day, Lord God. We thank you for all the things, good, bad, and indifferent, Father God, that we've gone through, Lord God, because you've never left us nor forsaken us. And Lord, as we begin to celebrate the founding of our country, Lord God, I just pray that there'll be peace in our country. Lord God, I pray against any kind of acts of terrorism or any malicious intent. Father God, we just rebuke that and cast that back to the pits of hell. And Lord, let us focus on not only why we're here in the United States of America, but most importantly, Lord God, why each and every one of us are important to the kingdom of God, which encompasses the moon, the stars, and our beloved earth. And Lord, we thank you for all that you want to do. Excuse me. Lord, move me aside and have your way this evening. In Jesus' name, amen. Excuse me. So tonight, since we're getting ready to celebrate Independence Day, you know, I began thinking about just independence and dependence, right? So what I want to talk to you about is looking at dependence and independence through the lens of a relationship with Jesus. Now, it definitely brings out a contradiction to what the world believes independence and dependence is. But when you look through the lens of Jesus, it's beautiful and it's intentional. And we'll get through that and I'll tell you why. So in Christianity, the goal is to actually shift from one kind of dependence to another. Well, what do you mean? So, you know, here are how those ideas and how those concepts describe that relationship where we shift from one kind of a dependence to another. Let's look at total dependence, the branch and the vine. I love this. In a relationship with Jesus, dependent isn't seen as weakness or helplessness. It's seen as the source of life. The ultimate description of this comes from Jesus himself. If you look in John 15, verse 5, it says, "I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit." Glory to God, I want to bear much fruit. "And apart from me, you can do nothing." So you remain in him and him in you, you will bear fruit and good fruit. Because anytime you spend with Jesus, I mean, that's a good seed. Come on. So, and it also, he says also, apart from me, you can do nothing. So when you think about a branch or a tree, you know, sustenance, just like a branch depends on the vine for water and nutrients, a believer depends on Jesus for spiritual life, strength, and joy. Wow. So we know that the branch depends on the vine because the vine helps the water and the nutrients travel to the branch to ultimately produce fruit, leaves, you name it. But when we, as a believer, depend on Jesus for our sustenance, it requires Jesus to be for our spiritual life, our strength, and our joy. I mean, ladies, there's still too many women out there that walk around with a scowl on their face, and it ain't pretty. All right, surrender. Surrender means relying on his grace and forgiveness rather than trying to earn salvation, I'm going to say this, through your own perfect behavior. Now, I've dealt, and at times, still deal with perfectionism, you know. There's nothing wrong with wanting to do things in excellence, right? But if you try to be Miss Polly perfect with every single thing, and you can't see your own behaviors and how your perfectionism is affecting someone else, that's not healthy. Because when we surrender to God, we are always relying on his grace. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. My husband says, grace is God's resources at Christ's expense. God's redemption at Christ's expense, and God's rest at Christ's expense. Glory to God. So many people try to earn salvation through works, and we know that faith without works is dead. So ladies, if you're dealing with perfectionism, you know, this is the time to step back and look, like, what am I doing? What am I trying to do? Who am I trying to please? Am I trying to please other people? Do I think what I do is going to get me into heaven? Because a lot of people think their perfectionist behavior allows them to get in heaven. But all that does is turn into self-righteousness. True independence is truly freedom from the world. I know they're like, what? True independence means I don't got to rely on nobody. Well, remember I said, it's a contradiction, but it's a beautiful contradiction when you look through the lens of Jesus. So, total independence, that is freedom from the world that requires total dependence on Jesus, is exactly what creates a fierce, glory to God, spiritual independence. I want to be independent spiritually. I don't want to rely on the world to feed my spirit. Absolutely not. And I don't even want to allow some believers who don't lean on the truth, glory to God, to try to make me dependent on them so that they can, quote unquote, create fierce spiritual independence for me. My dependence is on Jesus, glory to God. So by anchoring your identity in him, you gain independence from the things that usually control people. I hate a controlling person, you know? And a lot of times when, especially men, you know, if a man is extremely controlling, they can push a woman away or push the wife away or even cause the children to turn against the husband or the father. But ladies, we can be controlling too. Now, we might not come out and say it, but it's this awful behavior that I just do not like. It makes me nauseated when I see women try to use it. And that's called manipulation. Yeah. Manipulation, ladies, is like witchcraft. I'm not trying to put anybody under a spell. So by anchoring my identity, by anchoring your identity in him, you can gain independence from things that usually control people. Oh, Jesus. Independence from public opinion. My God, my God. Man. You know, I had one of our new friends, but also he's an apostle. He taught the other night about not having praise and worship online anymore because people tend to put their opinions in that aren't needed, you know. And I don't know whether or not somebody was critical or what, but I know with the My Church channel, when sometimes we have put stuff out there, again, we reach everywhere, the world, you name it. There's always one or two that have to get on there and give their opinion about what we're teaching to the believers. And they don't have a relationship with God than Adam. I mean, come on. They don't have one. So, ladies, when you are dependent on Jesus, you can be independent from public opinion. You don't have to depend on people's approval, praise, or validation to feel worthy. I'm going to say that again. You don't have to depend on people's approval, praise, or validation to feel worthy because your value is already settled by him. Come on, y'all supposed to be saying, hallelujah, glory to God. Because your value already settled by him. And I began to think about that, you know, You hear people talk about approval addiction. I mean, Joyce Myers wrote a book about it. So one can still struggle with approval addiction at any age. And I'm going to tell you, my mother, praise the Lord, she did live to the ripe age of 92. And I say at least the 56 years of her life, and I'm talking about since I've been born, my mom had this tendency to always want approval, validation, or praise from others. And she based her worth on that. You know, a lot of it, of course, comes from, again, as I mentioned, you know, my mom came from a huge family. She was number five out of 13. So she had older siblings, younger siblings, and my grandma, bless her heart, wonderful mama, her papa was doing work and trying to do the farm. So, you know, this thing about needing approval and praise from one of them made her not feel secure in herself. Going on to work as a help, my mother was a housemaid or the help for a Jewish family, a doctor and his wife and I think three kids. Now she had to do things perfectly because if not, they would not either pay her or she had to do it all over again. So basically she needed approval from them. She needed their praise. She needed their validation so that she knows the work that she done was worthy. Now, even though the work that she did was good, she still didn't feel like she was worthy. Then she met my daddy, who joined the military. My mom was the officer's wife. She couldn't act any kind of way. She felt she had to depend on people's approval, praise, validation to feel worthy. Then after they were away from their hometown 21 years, they came back to their hometown, and she missed out on 21 years of developing relationships with her sisters. And there were some sisters that did not treat her well, but she put herself out there to be hurt and disappointed time and time again because she was worried about their approval, their opinion, and their approval and opinion about everybody, about my dad, about my brothers, and y'all, about me too. And that caused some damage that, praise God, I'm gradually and more, I guess, increasing, working on that damage, okay? Now, not only being dependent on Jesus requires not only independence from public opinion, but independence from circumstances. How many go through some circumstances out there, y'all? Philippians 4:13. I love this scripture. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It was actually written by Paul while he was sitting in a prison cell. He was independent of his external circumstances because of his internal source of strength. It was secure. So, you know, yeah, he was not dealing with the external issues, the external troubles, the external things that people were plotting to kill him. But you think about it. He was in a prison cell. Can you imagine how small a prison cell or how disgusting a prison cell was back then? Probably just as bad as now, I hate to say it. But, you know, he's sitting in a prison cell. And he goes, you know what? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And because he said that, his internal source of strength was secure. And I'm certain he felt strengthened in his spirit in the midst of a bunch of mess. So dependence on Jesus helps you to be independent from circumstances. Dependence on Jesus helps with freedom from the past. The past. It provides independence from past mistakes, shame, or labels that other might try to stick on you. I hate it when folk go, "You remember when? You remember when?" Well, child, you remember when? And usually they will remember when stuff before my Christ days. You know, remember when stuff. Hey, I was dependent on a substance called marijuana instead of being dependent on my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But those who knew me during that time, oh, they got all kind of remember when stories for me. But when you have a dependence on Jesus, knowing that he's got your back, you're free from your past. One of the spiritual truths that the My Church channel loves to say is, I am forgiven and I will not be tormented by my past errors or mistakes. Y'all write that down. I'm forgiven. And I will not be tormented by my past errors or mistakes. And you could even add, or behaviors. Okay? So, amen. You got, independence from public opinion, independence from circumstances, and freedom from the past. Now, the Greek word for being independent is not hanging from anything else. Ooh, not hanging from anything else. By relying fully on Jesus, so you stop hanging from or depending on the world security, the worldly wealth, my God. You know, too many times we depend on what the world says. You look on TV, see something about the economy. Look on TV, see something about the war. You look on TV, you see about a lot about our public officials. But because we're hanging on their bated breath about what's going to happen next, we're not relying on Jesus. I don't focus on the news. I focus on the good news. So rely on him. Keeps you at peace. You know, I laugh. I hear people, how you doing, girl? Girl, I swear, I feel like I'm just hanging from a thread. I'm just struggling. I'm just hanging on for dear life. Well, you see, when you're like hanging from a thread, you're dealing with anxiety. You're struggling. And anxiety, it derives from fear. See, single women who are mothers wear themselves out because of having to be everything. And yes, being hurt by a man can set up the overgeneralization that, child, you can't depend on no man. Then you ask for God to send you a godly man. You get him. And then you can't let go of the world's train of thought. Now, be sure and know this. The world's train of thought, that's from the enemy. That being in control makes one independent. Then you look around and see you by yourself, because humility and submission aren't in your vocabulary. I'm just saying. Now, the definition of being humble is to remove the independence of. So by humbling yourself unto God, he becomes the single anchor. Whew. What a relief. He's it. Even when you think about somebody hanging from a thread, if you're dependent on God, even if the thread snaps, you're going to fall right into the arms of him. Because he supports you. He cares for you. The Hebrew world, excuse me, I cannot talk, y'all. The Hebrew view of independence is self-based, the essence of something, right? So, in Genesis, humanity was created in the image of God. Therefore, depending on Jesus is actually how you find your truest, most authentic self. You aren't losing your identity. You are discovering the essence of who you were always meant to be. I hear a lot from ladies, you know, I don't even know me anymore. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I'm lost. You know, mama and daddy told me I ain't gonna be nothing. My child's father said I wasn't a good woman. So you're basing all this other stuff on people's opinions, remember? But because God created humanity in his image, Because Jesus is God's son, we are depending on Jesus. And that's actually how you find out who you are, your most authentic self, not losing your identity. You are discovering the essence of who you are always meant to be. My God. I always say, instead of feeling insecure, you're in his security, right? So the relationship is described as surrendering your independence to him, only finding that doing so grants you the greatest freedom, I mean, you could ever experience. Wow. How many just want to be free? I mean, man, I think about the things that I thought in relationship with the Lord. By not studying the word, I was still holding myself hostage and bondage to a lot of things. But when I began to completely surrender myself unto him, I mean, gave it all, there's freedom. So many times people say, oh, you know, I just have low self-esteem. There is no low self-esteem. Why? Because you have God esteem. Why? Because he created you in his image. So stop talking about who he created. Now, if dependence is relying on others and independence is freedom, outside control, self-sufficiency takes it a step further. Y'all forgive me, y'all. My mouth is so dry, so bear with me. All right. According to Merriam-Webster, it means self-sufficiency now. That means able to maintain oneself or itself without outside aid, capable of providing for one's own needs. Now, when you bring this concept into a relationship with Jesus, it creates tension. I think a key word in there is own, capital O-W-N. And I'm not talking about Oprah Winfrey's network. I'm talking about own. You know, it creates tension with the relationship with Jesus. In a spiritual sense, self-sufficiency is often viewed as the ultimate counterfeit to true faith. Totally. You know, we think we're self-sufficient. We ain't got to rely on God. We got this. It's me. I don't even believe in that. I believe in what I can do. I have faith in me. Yeah. So, you know, it's the ultimate counterfeit to what the relationship that you have, and that it's a counterfeit to true faith. But see, glory to God, we have Christ, because through him, it gets redefined. And here's how the relationship with Christ handles self-sufficiency. Number one, the danger of natural self-sufficiency. In a worldly sense, being self-sufficient is highly praised. It means you don't need anyone's help. You've got it all handled. But spiritually, natural self-sufficiency, Natural now, is a barrier, and actually a barrier to Jesus. I don't want to put nothing in front of Jesus, but when we think we don't need no one's help, that we got it handled, that's when we mess up. For example, the I've got this trap. Man, have I been entangled in that trap, Lord Jesus. Where in the beginning, when I started having more compromising weakness with my condition, and I was too prideful to ask for help from people who wanted to help me, and I end up falling or hurting myself because I felt like I got this. I don't need nobody. So, if you believe you are capable, and I mean completely capable, of handling your own life, fixing your own mistakes, and securing your own future, you naturally feel less need for a savior. I hear women say, you know, I'm just self-sufficient. I'm an independent woman. Okay, it's nothing wrong being confident. But there are times when confidence can turn into cockiness. Our girls, we never taught them that they don't need a man, but we did teach them how to empower themselves through education, through the Word of God, through the relationship with their spiritual parents, through the fellowshipping with the saints, through honoring us, all right? So we taught them and empowered them to be confident. My husband taught them how to check the oil in the car. Now, my daddy taught me how to check the oil in the car. He was doing it just to prepare me so if something happened, I'd know what to do. My mom, on the other hand, was like, you don't need no man. You can check your own oil. You can pump your own gas. What? So when you do these type of things, you think you're handling and fixing your own mistakes, you're securing your own future, you naturally feel less need for a savior. And that's a lie. Another concept is the Pharisee versus the sinner. As I was reading, I was like, my God, there's a difference. In the Gospels, the people who struggle most to connect with Jesus were the religious elite, them Pharisees, yeah, who thinks, oh, I know everything about Torah, and I know, yeah, the religious elite. They were completely self-sufficient. Guess what? In their own eyes, they thought they had it going on. They felt their own good deeds and their own strength were enough. So yeah, they may have prayed and had repetitive prayers to God, but there still was this level of arrogance. Still this level of, I know it all, I am the religious elite. But then, here comes Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, you know, Jesus noted that it's the hungry, the broken, and those who know they are not sufficient on their own, who recognize their need for him. How many recognize your need for Jesus? I recognize it every day. I could go to church on Sunday. I can go to Bible study on Wednesday. I will have a Holy Ghost, good time, encouraged, and daggone it, something happens. In the same day. But I never say I can handle it on my own. I always recognize that I need you, Jesus. The song, I need thee every hour. Oh, Lord, I need thee. Excuse me. Every day I need thee. So, every hour, every day, you need him. But the sinner, because, you know, they struggle with being hungry, being broken. They know they need help. They can't do it on their own. They have the Lord. All right. The great exchange. This is from being self-sufficient to being Christ-sufficient. Now, Christianity doesn't leave you in a state of fragile helplessness. Soon as people give their lives to Christ, they think that, oh man, you know, I'm weak, or, oh, you know, I still got to do things on my own. That's a baby Christian. And they still require milk. But y'all, let's be real. There's some out there that have a porterhouse steak, and they still feel just like the believer that's drinking milk. Now, the good thing, again, Christianity doesn't leave you in a state of fragile helplessness. Instead, it replaces self-sufficiency with Christ's sufficiency. I want to be Christ-sufficient, not self-sufficient. The Apostle Paul gives the absolute best definition of this. I want y'all to look what Paul has to say in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5. Now that we are sufficient in ourselves to claim anything as coming from us, but our sufficiency is from God. He said it. You know, we're not sufficient in ourselves to claim that anything is coming from us. It ain't about us. It ain't about you. Our sufficiency, our dependability is from God. So you stop exhausting yourself trying to be the source of your own joy, your own peace, strength, and security. You recognize your limits. You step back and let His unlimited resources supply what you lack. Now you might go, well, how am I going to find those unlimited resources, Pastor Steph? Well, if you got a concordance in your Bible, you have a hard time looking up scriptures, go to that. Look up the topic joy, list of scriptures, peace, list of scriptures, strength and security. So, by recognizing your own limits, again, that's meaning that you're becoming humble. You're recognizing that you got to remove the independence of what you think your own source of stuff is. Humble yourself. The ultimate paradox. Philippians chapter 4. We're going to go back to that wonderful verse. Chapter 4, verse 13. And we say, I can do all things. That's what Paul says. Through Christ who strengthens me. So, a few verses earlier, Paul uses a specific Greek word called autarkes. Autarkes. A-U-T-A-R-K-E-S. Which literally means to be self-sufficient or content in oneself. He writes what he has learned, or that he has learned, the secret from being autarkes, whether he is starving, wealthy, in prison, or free. But then notice in verse 13, his self-sufficiency, it ain't coming from himself. It's not coming from himself at all. It's entirely fueled by Christ. The beauty of the relationship, instead of being looking at independence and dependence from the world view, always look at it from the lens of Jesus. You will feel more empowered. You will feel more comfortable, protected, calm, peaceful When you begin to look at those two, independence and dependence, through the lens of Christ. So, dependence says, I need you for everything. Independence says, because of you, the world no longer destroys me. Self-sufficiency says, I don't have to strain to produce my own strength anymore because his sufficiency covers all my needs. Y'all hear that? Dependence says, with the relationship with Jesus, Lord, I need you for everything. I completely depend on you. Independence says, Lord, because of you, the world has no longer has any control over me. Self-sufficiency says, I don't have to strain to produce, man, my own strength anymore because his self-sufficiency covers all my needs. Yes. And ladies, God will always give you the grace to do every single thing that you were called to do as a woman. But you must rely and lean on the relationship with Jesus, knowing that through the lens of Christ, it empowers you. It'll strengthen you. It will cause you to prosper. Amen. Amen. I pray that you all really got something out of this. I'm tired of seeing women wear themselves out. I'm tired of actually seeing, meaning the Holy Spirit shows me someone that's trying to do something so much on their own, I can see that there's going to be a major fall. I'm not talking physical. I'm talking about spiritual, emotional, financial, everything. Why? Because they're trying to do it on their own. They're not relying on Jesus. They're relying on themselves. Instead of trusting God has their financial prosperity in his hand. Why? Because you trust the gift. You trust the plant seed. You trust to honor him with your first fruits. But as soon as you say, I need to get another job, I'm going to get another credit card, I need a new outfit, and you continue to put yourself in debt, because what you're thinking is you're being self-sufficient, you're taking care of yourself. No, the enemy is sitting there while you are raking up bills, while there's interest that's accruing on your credit card. Interest. I learned in a training that meant snake bite. So all you're doing is causing a big old snake bite when it comes to interest, you know? So if you think that you're taking care of yourself, that you don't have to rely on anyone, or if you witness your mom saying that she don't rely on no man, or, I mean, even my mom and dad, they were husband and wife. Now, my daddy wasn't the easiest person to live with all the time, but he was a wonderful provider and took care of us. But my mom was like, don't you fall into that trap. You know, get your own money. Do your own stuff. Okay, that's fine. But instead of her promoting it as being a success, right? And it was a success that was built, founded, and encompassed by the Word of God and my relationship with Christ, I used to think it was all me. I have friends today, my God, that think it's about all of them. Why? They're afraid. They're anxious. They're bitter. All those negative thoughts, emotions, and behaviors is a continual cycle. If you don't begin to stop, step back, think, reflect, and use that concordance to find what you need in the Word of God to help you remove yourself out the way and pull and lean and pour yourself onto the Lord. It's all in His Word. Now, if anyone out there doesn't have a relationship with Christ, I mean, it's easy. All you got to do is believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is Lord, that He died and He rose from the grave 3 days later and is seated at the right hand of God, that He is the Lord of all, and you're tired of doing stuff on your own. I want you to repeat after me. Lord, I love You, and I'm ready to accept You, Lord God, as my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I thank You, Lord, that You protect me. You have sovereignty in my life. Lord, I thank You that I can put my past behind me and walk forward and pursue what You have for me. Lord, I'm a sinner. Lord, forgive me. Embrace me as Your child. I give my life unto You. Now, that one hard, simple choice. And now that you've gotten that, we do have people on our website, lovemychurch.org. You know, if you happen to have accepted Christ during this Woman of Worth, all you have to do is send a message and click, you know, salvation. Okay? But, you know, once you decide, okay, I want to make Jesus my choice, you got to find, y'all, a Bible-believing and a Bible-teaching church offering the Word straight and no chaser. Yeah. I get tickled. A wonderful man by the name of Apostle Sam Wagner and his wife, Dr. Rico Wagner, they have become dear friends of ours. They are also the spiritual parent of our baby girl, our oldest girl. But one thing I can say about Sam Wagner and Pastor Tucker, and if I said Warner, y'all, I'm sorry. Wagner and Pastor Tucker, if them things don't preach right from the Word of God, straight no chaser, no question, any theologian can try to come their way. But they know how to speak the Word, teach the Word, live the Word, live the Word in front of others. So, you know, if you are in the Charlotte area or surrounding areas, there is New Foundation Church International. That's where Pastor Sam Wagner and Dr. Rico Wagner are pastors there. And of course, I forget their address, but it's in Charlotte. So you can look it up online. Just Google, you know, Apostle Sam Wagner, Dr. Rico Wagner, and it'll pop up. But anyway, y'all, I love you. This is all I got. But remember, lean on Christ. Depend totally on Him. Help depend on Him so that you can become independent and self-sufficient in Him, where His sufficiency will cover all your needs. Let's close out with prayer. Dear Lord, we thank you, Father God, for this day. Lord, I thank you for the word that you've given me to share with the women and women of worth. Father God, there's so much more to our life when we are completely dependent on you, when we trust solely on you, where we have our self-sufficiency in you, where it becomes your sufficiency in us. And as you do that for us, Lord, there will be a peace that comes across us. We'll be able to walk different, believe different, talk different. As soon as we stop thinking that everything was by our own might and strength, instead of being your daughter who you care for, that you've imparted your strength, your might, your spirit within us. I thank you, Lord, for this time, and I don't take it as happenstance. There was purpose for it. Now, if you've been blessed by this broadcast or any of our ministries and would like to help us continue to do what God has called us to do, you can sow a financial seed by using Cash App, $ My Church Channel, or visiting our website at www.lovemychurch.org and click and sow a seed. God bless you, y'all. This is Pastor Steph, and I'll see you next time on Women of Worth. Stay tuned for our announcement. Stay tuned for our announcements.
I just don't understand why I keep hitting the same walls in my relationships.
Maybe it's because of your relationship with your father?
Get ready to receive your breakthrough with Damaged Goods, the all-new audiobook from Pastor Lewis L. Tucker, Jr. Prepare to experience the restoring power of the Father's love with a special 17th anniversary edition of the groundbreaking book, now available in audio. Get your copy today for you or someone you love.
Good day, everyone. I'm Pastor Tuck's AI voice clone, and I am the voice you will hear if you purchase a copy of Damaged Goods, the Restoring Power of the Father's Love, 17th Anniversary Edition. Trust me, you'll be blessed. Hear this wonderful, life-changing revelation in Pastor Tuck's very own voice. This powerful audiobook will truly change your life. And make sure to download the My Church channel, available on Roku, Fire Stick, Apple TV, Google TV, and LG TV. Or get the My Church on the Go app on your favorite mobile device. God bless you, and I will be reading to you soon.
Scan the QR code and get your copy today of Damaged Goods, the Restoring Power of the Father's Love. Now available on Spotify.
Breaking news. We interrupt your regularly scheduled programming with a special alert. Get ready for the premiere of Reveal TV on the My Church channel, featuring the powerful preaching and teaching ministry of pastors Kendall and Kiara McDowell. Experience a word that is truly prophetic, anointed, and spirit-filled to change your life. Coming to the My Church channel Sundays at 8 a.m. Experience the dynamic ministry of Reveal TV, coming soon to the My Church channel. Don't miss it.
We are cultivating an intimacy with God on that level. We are doing more than just receiving mere instruction. We are receiving direction.
You were approved before you ever acted, chosen before you even understood the assignment.
You need to hear this and hear this clearly. You are the most important person in this church.
And if you stay connected, they're going to contaminate your faith. They're going to pull you from the path that I'm trying to take you on.
That scripture tells you exactly how to use the Bible to overcome addiction.
women in the Bible may have been minimized, but there were a lot of powerful women. I'm certain they poured into others.
And that's why we've got to learn to not despise our seasons, because it's the thing that teaches us how to trust God.
Gratitude melts tension. It softens hearts and opens doors for deeper communication.
People always want to make change more difficult than it is, but every change starts with a choice. At my church, we help people get better by teaching them how the Word works, and we want to make sure there's no excuse not to get the Word. It's our goal to make all of our ministries accessible on every smartphone, tablet, PC, and television connected to the internet. So whether you're a man who needs some wisdom, a woman who needs some encouragement, or a couple who needs guidance, the My Church channel has just what you need. Simply search for the My Church channel on Roku, Fire Stick, Apple TV, Google TV, and now LG TV, or visit mychurchchannel.org. You can also download the My Church on the Go app from the Apple or Google Play App Store. Constantly on the move, check out the Word at My Church podcast from your favorite podcast platform. Or simply download the Word at My Church skill from your Alexa-enabled device. But whatever you do, make sure you stay connected. See you soon.